Industrial Revolution. Women urbanized courtship. Dating today is vastly different from how our parents met. Economics played a significant role in this change. To understand better, let's briefly revisit the history of the Industrial Revolution, a time that reshaped how people courted in working and middle-class societies. Before the late 1800s, dating as we know it now didn't exist. Instead, parents or relatives controlled matchmaking. However, during the 1880s, the industrial boom created a demand for more workers. Many young women moved to cities for jobs in factories, shops, or as servants. This influx of female workers changed city life dramatically. Suddenly, people saw men and women spending time together in public, even kissing in parks and quiet streets. Dates in different social classes. Couples publicly showed affection mainly because they had no private space. Apartments were small and crowded, leaving little privacy. People with limited incomes couldn't afford nights out. In contrast, the middle class, growing with industrial wealth, could call each other. Men competed for women's attention by visiting their homes. If a man loves a woman, he'd visit her home and knock. A servant would answer, take his name, and inform the woman. If she was interested, he'd come in. They could talk and enjoy each other's company, always supervised. This private ritual showed the wealth of the middle class. Dates in the 1900s linked to wealth and taste. Once, people would go to local bars to find a partner. Today, they simply log on and swipe right or left on dating apps. How did this change happen? The transformation began with shopgirls. In the early 1900s, these young women moved to American cities for jobs in department stores, selling luxury items to wealthy customers. Working as a shopgirl back then was seen as a good chance to meet a wealthy man, ideally for marriage. Shopgirls watched rich women who shopped there, copying how they dressed and talked. During this booming period, shopgirls became great at selling, and their clients bought more and more. Soon it was hard to tell shoppers apart from shopgirls, who imitated their elegant style in everything. By 1925, buying things became crucial for America's economy and society. But what's the connection to online dating? Modern dating preferences. Online dating platforms like Match.com and OkCupid prioritize consumer preferences, such as favorite bands, books, and food choices, over personality traits like being quiet or shy. This focus means people often judge potential partners based on what they like and wear, rather than who they are as individuals. In the early 1900s, not only shopgirls sought love, others faced limited dating options. LGBTQ+ and Black women in the 1900s overcame dating barriers. Even today, people who don't fit the traditionalist idea that a couple should be a man and a woman still fight for basic rights. A century ago, things were even tougher, even risky. In the 1900s, society and the law openly opposed homosexuality. Gay people in America faced penalties, even jail time if their identity was revealed. Many ended up in jail or publicly shamed. In response, gay people developed a secret language to signal their sexual preference to potential partners without fear of oppression. Secret communication in history. Tilting your head or using the word gay to signal fun or bright could reveal your sexual preference to those who understood the code. Clothing was also a secret way for gay people to communicate. In the 1900s, Ralph Werter in New York was among the first transgender people to write about his life. He wore white gloves and a red bow tie to show his sexual preference. Besides challenges in the gay community, many Black women working as domestic servants faced difficulties finding partners. They often stayed home and earned little, unable to afford entertainment like Harlem's expensive clubs. To meet men, they organized rent parties in Harlem homes. These events featured music for money, helping hosts pay rent, and allowing Black women to socialize with single men. Date norms in the 1950s unsettled older morals. Today, it's common for people to quickly switch romantic partners or hook up briefly without expecting a relationship. This trend began in the 1950s with going steady, where trying out different partners before committing became popular. Going steady might seem similar to modern dating, but it was different. It was a growing up tradition, not about finding a lifelong partner. It became a popular trend. By the mid-1950s, about 1 in every 10 kids had tried it before age 11. This trend worried traditional parents. Their generation dated to find a spouse. Now their children were dating freely, going steady with different partners. Before the 1950s, premarital sex was known but not widely accepted. Many parents worried that their children might engage in sex with partners they weren't serious about. In the 1950s, studies found that young people were comfortable with heavy petting or sexual activities just short of intercourse with their steady partners. For instance, the Kelly longitudinal study showed that less than 10% of couples who married in the 1950s had only kissed and hugged before marriage. This means the majority, about 90%, had gone further in their relationships before tying the knot. The sexual revolution allowed unrestricted dating and premarital sex for both genders. In the 1950s, going steady was popular, but by the 1960s, attitudes shifted dramatically. Young people argue they should have the freedom to choose their sexual partners. They believed sex was natural and should be enjoyed without marriage. Younger generations believed that rules about sexual behavior, like condemning sex before marriage or homosexuality, should be removed. Marriage and monogamy were seen as old-fashioned, while free love became popular. This relaxed attitude towards sex and relationships made dating much simpler for everyone. In the mid-20th century, two magazines made significant impacts. Playboy, launched in 1953 by Hugh Hefner, and Cosmopolitan, which rebranded in 1965, aimed to attract readers by focusing on sexuality and consumerism. While Playboy targeted male readers with content about sexual freedom, Cosmopolitan instructed women on how to appeal to men. Despite their different approaches, both magazines thrived in a new era of sexual freedom. By the early 1970s, Playboy had 1 in 4 American male students as subscribers, selling millions of copies per issue. AIDS slowed casual sex. In the early 1980s, many, especially gay men, were diagnosed with and dying from uncommon diseases. Doctors were puzzled. Most patients shared sexual orientation. Doctors named this epidemic gay-related immune deficiency, GRID. Now, we know it as AIDS, acquired immune deficiency syndrome. AIDS hit the gay community hard, changing views on casual sex and dating. People had to discuss sex. Relationships became life or death. Sexual freedom became restricted, requiring new safety rules. Some advocated abstinence or avoiding casual sex during the AIDS epidemic, though this was unrealistic. People then found ways for safer sex to reduce infection risks. Dr. Joseph Sonnabend, a South African doctor in New York, collaborated on How to Have Sex in an Epidemic, promoting safer gay sex with condoms, sex toys, or fingers for creative penetration. Honesty about sex in the gay community influenced the broader public. Focus on safe practices led all communities to discuss sex openly. Surgeon General Koop urged open sex talks despite conservative opposition. With the CDC's help, Koop published a brochure that reached millions of American homes. It addressed caution in choosing partners and asking about sexual history and diseases. Key points: 1. Dating has evolved from parental matchmaking to online platforms like OkCupid and Tinder, reflecting societal and technological changes. 2. The Industrial Revolution and capitalist growth reshaped courtship, with urbanization leading to public dating in cities. 3. Shopgirls in the early 1900s influenced dating by imitating wealthy customers and promoting consumerism. 4. LGBTQ+ and Black women in the 1900s faced dating barriers, using coded signals and organizing social events like rent parties. 5. The 1950s saw the rise of going steady, challenging traditional dating norms with increased premarital sexual activity. 6. The sexual revolution of the 1960s advocated for free love and challenged monogamous ideals in relationships. 7. Mid-20th century magazines like Playboy and Cosmopolitan promoted sexual freedom and consumerism, shaping dating culture.